The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight on Veritas, we welcome you to 2025 and wish you a happy new year. The arrival of a new year is a powerful moment, a time to reflect on the past and consider what's to come. And for the 17th time, we are joined by our trusted friend and cosmic guide, Jeff Harmon. Jeff has become a cornerstone of our New Year tradition, helping us decode the mysteries of the universe and make sense of the forces shaping our lives. Tonight, he's here to help us step into 2025, a year that promises to be anything but ordinary. This year begins under extraordinary astrological alignments. Pluto, the planet of transformation and power, moves fully into Aquarius, bringing seismic shifts in technology, societal structures, and the way we connect as human beings. Saturn's journey through Pisces challenges us to find balance between spirituality and discipline, asking us to redefine what truly matters. And with a series of eclipses in Aries and Libra, 2025 will force us to confront questions of leadership, fairness, and how we navigate change. The cosmos is speaking loudly this year, and its message is clear: evolve or be left behind. Against this celestial backdrop, the world is brimming with uncertainty. President Trump's second term begins amid global polarization. The economy wavers between crisis and opportunity, leaving many wondering what's next. Technology races ahead, reshaping how we live and raising questions about privacy, ethics, and control. And the skies are full of intrigue, with UFOs and extraterrestrial life continuing to capture headlines. Could 2025 bring answers about humanity's place in the universe? Jeff will guide us through it all, decoding the celestial roadmap of the year ahead. What lessons does the universe offer in 2025? How can we align with the energies of transformation to make this a year of breakthroughs? Jeff Harmon is coming up next. Welcome to the Veritas Project. I'm your host, Mel Hostelrich. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. If you're looking to get in touch with me, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website. Your thoughts and ideas are always appreciated. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's program. And directly from Southern California, his website is jeffharmon.com. And for the 17th time, I'd like to welcome Jeff Harmon back to Veritas. Hello, Jeff, and welcome back.
Wow, has it been 17 times? That's amazing.
17 times. This is the 17th season. This is the first show of the year. Happy New Year. This is airing on the 2nd of January.
Yeah, same to you. So, yeah.
I told you before, we have our work cut out for us, but we're recording this a few days before the end of the year. And I have to ask you first, the elephant in the room, the mysterious drones over the USA. What's your take on this?
Well, I've had several questions, and one of my favorite types of astrology is a very ancient technique called prashna, which is a strange word that means interrogation or asking a question. It's not, you know, looking at birth charts of countries or people or presidents. It's looking at consciousness surrounding something. So I've had several people ask, and my take is it is black ops. It is a black ops operation. They're looking for something. And I also think it might be layered. It was hard for me to figure out, but I thought, wow, there's more than one thing going on here. And my opinion is it is a black ops operation, because you look at what goes on up there in the Upper East Coast and out here in California. These have been reported all over the world. And I think we have a black ops. They're looking for stuff. And secondly, And it also may be a setup, and I hope it's not, where they have an excuse to say something. But, you know, there was just a big hearing, I think, yesterday or a couple of days ago, where they tried to get with a committee to the bottom line. And, of course, they were told it was swamp gas, planets, your imagination,
the usual
airliners. I mean, come on, folks. How stupid do you think we are? They really think we're stupid. And anyways, I think it's that and extraterrestrials watching that. That's what I think is going on. That's what the chart indicated. And, you know, I'm very concerned, as I'm sure you are. You know, we were talking before the show, you know, we are in a very precarious time right now. I've been mentioning on my podcast, and I really encourage everybody to go to my podcast. It's just Jeff Harmon, Astrologer, and it's on YouTube, and we're starting now to get on X and other places, and we talk weekly. But one of the things I've been talking a lot about, Mel, is Uranus, the planet Uranus, which is really an enigma. You know, there's not a scientist or astronomer drawing breath that can tell us why Uranus operates or orbits almost 180 degrees on its axis from us. Very unusual planet. And again, I always say, forget Trinity, Neo, and Morpheus. We are literally in the soul matrix here with this solar system. And what's interesting about Uranus, every time, now it's only been discovered here a little over 100 years, right? I think it was late 1800s it was discovered by Herschel. And a lot of people call it Herschel. But Uranus takes about 84 to 86 years to go around the solar system. And you might say, okay, so what? Well, every time it gets into the sidereal constellation of Taurus, which is also known as the Seven Sisters of the Pleiades, right? And of course, we hear a lot about Pleiadian extraterrestrials, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of stuff going on there. Well, anyways, every time it does, we get real chaos in the world. Let's go backwards in time. If you just jump back 84 to 86 years ago, we had Hitler marching into France, bombing, you know, all over Europe, especially the UK, or of course, England. And World War II was going on. And you had the owners funding Japan and Italy, and of course, lots of money to Germany. And I've actually seen those bonds. The U.S. Treasury Department funded Hitler. I don't care what anybody tells me, I saw it. And in a number of ways, just like they fund a lot of stuff right now. Well, anyways, long story short, if you go back 84 to 86 years prior to that, we had what? The Civil War in the United States. If you go 84 to 86 years or approximately back from that, you got the Civil War. If you keep going back and leapfrogging through history, I don't care if they discovered Uranus or not, but now, in retrospect, we have the technology to look at astronomical events, which is also known as astrology, really accurately. I mean, the computer tools are amazing today. I mean, God, it's stunning how accurate we can get. And when I go back through history, I find every time this disruptor known as Uranus goes through the Pleiades, which it is doing, Mel, right now. It started last fall. In fact, they read, and here's another guy we may have all heard of, Donald Trump. Donald Trump had the verdict read, which they just now wouldn't, you know, dismiss the case, Merchant and all that. He had the verdict read right when Uranus crossed Donald Trump's midheaven, which is, that's where the sun is at noon in a person's birth chart. And he also had the bullets whizzing past his head as Mars conjoined his midheaven. We actually did a live on that. And anybody who wants to tell me that that was just some happenstance, that was a top down. They let it happen. I can guarantee you they let it happen. They tried to take him out. They failed. He got lucky. He turned his head. And lucky, that talk about divine intervention. That is clearly divine intervention, in my opinion. We looked at an interrogation on that, and it clearly looked as though that was a hit job that failed. And I don't think they're done yet either. I think there's probably nobody who has a bullseye on his back bigger than Donald Trump right now. The owners at the top of the pyramid do not want him in. And we ain't at January 20th yet, are we? And even once he's in, he's in grave danger up until the summer. Why? Because, again, this all dovetails together. The planet Uranus just happens to be at Donald Trump's midheaven, which is always your career. It's you know, if you look at a person's birth chart, the 10th house is your vocation, your career, also how you comport out into the world, what it is you do. So we have Uranus stationing and going direct right at the end of February. Actually, am I right on that? It's right around there. I wrote it down here in case I'm wrong. No, it's actually January 30th. January 30th, Uranus stations and goes direct. Now, for anybody listening that says, well, what the heck does that mean? Well, the planets appear to go backwards from Earth's perspective. You know, and in the third grade, we're told about, you know, everything rotates around the sun. Well, that's what we call heliocentric astrology. In any of astrology that we use in terms of persons or people living on Earth, we use geocentric, which just means it's Earth-centered. It's very simple. And just like cars on a freeway, if you only look at the cars, if a car is going slower next to you, it looks like it's going backwards, even though you're both doing 50-something or 80-something miles an hour. Of course, today it's 80-something miles an hour. But that's the principle. Well, Uranus stations, comes to a stop, and turns around and goes direct. And it's doing so within 3 longitudinal degrees, about 3 degrees and some minutes. I think it's around 13 to 20 minutes, and that's degree minutes, from one of the most evil stars in the sky called Caput Algol. And it happens to be in the Pleiades. There's other stars, too, that are very complex as you go through the seven sisters. That's the 7 major planets, but there's a lot of other ones. There's one called Denebola that we're scraping over right now as we speak. And look what's going on in the world, how crazy it is. So a lot of crazy, crazy stuff. And I have to tell you.
I see a blank screen.
Yeah, it'll come back right there. Okay. It's the camera cycles out. Sorry about that. You can cut that. But this is a very dangerous time in the world. Why? Because what it does is it always stirs up chaos. I mean, again, look at World War II and the events that precipitated it. So we've been, ever since COVID, in my opinion, in a pre-World War status. In fact, I think that scamdemic, plandemic, whatever you want to call it, was definitely planned and released. There's all kinds of theories about it that, you know, it precipitated from here and all over the place. Canada was involved, China. So a lot of interesting stuff. And again, you and I were just talking before the show. Our wonderful governor here in California, I call him Gavin Newsom, not Newsom, just declared a state emergency with the bird flu. And there is, I'm sure you've heard about this, Mel, and knowing you, you've definitely heard about it. In Australia, they're missing all kinds of viral toxins that are used for, you know, chemical warfare and neurological warfare. And nobody knows where they are. Nobody seems to know. And very dangerous time right now, because what we have, in my opinion, happening in the world right now is a war between the globalists and the nationalists. And I don't think it's just started. I think it's been going on since the beginning of time. And it's really good and evil when you really break it down, in my opinion, because when we look at some of these people who are really running the money, and George Carlin was right, forget the politicians, it's the owners, the people handling and controlling the money. You follow the bankers. I encourage anybody to watch the movie Lord of War with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Pretty accurate. That was the movie. Yeah, you know about that one. That's a good movie. Because he was basically in charge of distributing and selling off all the Soviet Union, or you could say Russia's, originally USSR, formidable stockpile of nuclear weapons and all their other hardware. And, you know, he made a statement in that movie. He said that the largest dealer of arms in the world is the U.S. president. And no question about that. So we're in a very dangerous, dangerous time here right now. When you look at Ukraine and the Middle East and now Syria, the rabbit hole goes much deeper. You watch where they're shoveling the money, because that's it right there. And there's so many slick ways to do that behind the scenes. And, you know, I think it was Rothschild said it best. He says, you give me control of the money and I care not who makes the laws. And boy, that is a very awakening statement. Would you not agree? So, yeah, dangerous stuff we're in right now. And the astrology.
Let's go back to these drones first, because this is what's keeping everybody sending me emails every single day. And I want to use interrogation astrology. Yep. So what do the planetary alignments suggest about the true purpose or origin of these drones? And as you know, the branches of government, they think we're stupid. They're gaslighting us. You see Mayorkas, you see the Pentagon, you see everybody. But it was Trump, in my opinion, who confirmed to me what's going on. He said they know about it. And when a reporter asked, well, were you briefed? He said,
They're behind it.
But what Trump said when he was asked, were you briefed? He said, I don't want to talk about it, which means yes.
Right. That's what I got right away. I had a lot of calls, too, and different people coming in and saying, hey, what the heck is going on? You know, it's just very serious. You know, and some of these drones are the size of cars. And they're not all the same either. And I don't know if you've heard, I'm sure you have, that a lot of people are taking commercial drones that you could just buy off the internet or what have you. And they're getting shut down. They're getting shut down.
In Arizona, there was one that happened a few days ago. Somebody took one of them. It approached one of these orbs that was stationary, and boom, it was disabled, and it just came down. So I wonder, is it our own black ops that are looking at these orbs, whether they're interdimensional, extraterrestrial, I don't know. But there seems to be a presence of something that is not from this plane.
I think it's both. I do. I think that was really a Gordian knot for me to try and figure out. And, you know, I'm not claiming I have the total answer, but I think it's black ops intertwined with extraterrestrial or terrestrial, if you want to call them. You know, everyone talks about aliens and extraterrestrials, UAPs and UFOs. Those are all great terms. I think we've had beings, call them terrestrial beings, different from the human race, and many different ones living inside the earth, living under the ocean, and among us on different dimensions for a long, long time. You know, I got a real awakening back in, I think it was about 1974 or something like that. I lived up north in Wisconsin, there's a place called Saner, Wisconsin, and St. Germain. It's way up there by the Canadian border and also the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So it was springtime, and I'm walking down this road, right? And it was kind of a dusk time, and some friends of mine were up on the hill at their house, and they invited me over to visit with them. So I'm walking along, and all of a sudden I stop, and I just froze. I saw this guy. He had to be over 8 feet tall, and I couldn't see what he was wearing. He was wearing like a white something, and it almost looked like fleece. It could have been fur. I don't know what it was, but he was huge. And he froze, and that's what made me stop. And I caught it peripherally. He was off to the side, maybe 100 yards, something like that. We both stood there, froze. And this thing or man or terrestrial being, whatever you want to call it, took off running so fast. He crossed the road. And you got to remember, this is northern Wisconsin up in the brush. I mean, it's like this up there. I mean, some of these thickets you go through, there's a deer couldn't have run through there without making a sound. This guy, I couldn't hear nothing. It was gone. And he was a big guy, over 8 feet tall, at least from my perspective. And I've had so many strange interdimensional things happen in my life, as well as seeing craft. I used to map crafts up there. And, you know, we always question, well, is it government stuff, extraterrestrial? And some of this stuff is very parallel to the drones we're seeing today. Things hanging in the sky, just blinking, and then they would descend. I actually had a motorcycle shut down. That was probably in the mid-70s, too. I was coming down this hill, 650 tramp, and the thing, boom, just stopped. And I had seen call it a UFO craft, whatever you want, over on this lake called Big St. Germain Lake. There's a lot of lakes in northern Wisconsin. So I was looping around to get home. It was pretty late at night, coming home from a girlfriend's house. And I saw this craft, and it was pulsing. It was like a triangular yellow, you know, beaming craft. And when I got on our lake, which is called Lost Lake, and I was coming down the road that goes, near the lower elevations of the lake, and all of a sudden the bike dies, right? And at that time, you know, I was punk kid smoking cigarettes, right? So I took a Bic lighter and looked. All the fuses are good. Not a problem. So I push it. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. So I push it down to a friend's house. And he says to me, you know, I knocked on the door. He says, yeah, Jeff. He says, you can keep it here. He says, let me give you a ride home. And he was the guy who said, what the heck is that up over there? I said, wow, that's the same craft I saw, but now had changed position, or it was possibly a different one, because I've seen so many up there. And I think we have, and I think it might be a blessing in some senses, because look at Admiral Byrd when he went.
Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project, because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.